שלום לכולם, אנחנו שוב ביחד בקריאה משותפת בספר הזוהר.
Good day everyone, we are here again together in our common reading of the book of Zohar. Let's start with a clip of Dr. Rav Lightman. If I am with the friends, and if we really want to open this internality, then it will open up. What I need is only with the friends very much to want to reveal it in everyone. In this common support, what does it mean between friends? That I activate through all of the parts of my soul that seem distant or separate from me, but that to feel that you are a part of me, but I can't myself influence you. So I don't have access to this part of myself. So as if in my foot there's something that I need to awaken, and I can't approach it. So I search how to awaken you, so this part of me will awaken as if by itself. So this is why then it will relate to me, and this is how towards myself I relate the entire system. That I never work directly in relation to others, because egoistically I just relate to all parts of myself that are slowly revealed to me because they are really my parts. So in order to be taught this quality of bestowal, the Creator hides from you, that you have like a son amongst neighbors, and you have the son, and you hate the son. He's always playing on the piano. Like we said in the example, he's a good boy, he wants to be a pianist, but you hate him because he doesn't give you any peace. So this is why you're given this opportunity to think that this son is the son of a neighbor and he doesn't relate to you, so that's why you hate him. But they're telling you above reason you must love him, and then you will realize, it will be revealed that it's actually your son, and then you will regret all the hatred that you had towards him. And then this is called that the righteous, that it's from the past, all the mistakes are raised up. That's what it says, that right now, before this preparation, we explain all these mistakes, that these are special mistakes, that we hate all of them, but then we correct it all, and then we realize that it was all mine. And you have what to correct.
מדהים. נתחיל. אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם כרך ב'
Let's start reading the book of Zohar. Zohar for All, Volume 2, Bereshit 1, Let the Waters Gather, Item
68.
It is written, onto one place. This is Yesod, who is called so because it is the connection of the unification of the upper world, since in the verse, the Lord is one and His name one. Two unifications are implied. The upper world, unified in its degrees, is the Lord is one. The lower world, unified in its degrees, is and His name one.
Sheze ushmo echad. וקשר הייחוד דעולם
The connection of the unification of the upper world, which is the Lord is one, is through the Yesod, the one who lives forever, who is sweetened there in Bina. The upper world is connected in his unification. Hence, the place is called one, since all the degrees and all the organs of Partsuf Zirantin gather there and all become one in him without any separation whatsoever.
It
is so because there are two merits in the unification of Zirantin in the upper world, which is Leah, who stands above his chazeh, over his unification in the lower world, and Rachel, who stands from his chazeh and below.
Aleph,
item 1. Above the chazeh is Gar of Zirantin. Gar can receive Chokhmah everywhere without clothing of light of chasadim. Hence, the unification of the dot of Shuruk means that the Chokhmah cannot clothe there due to lack of clothing of Chasadim. This does not blemish the coupling of Zirantin with upper world at all, for because they are Gar, they do not need clothing of Chasadim at all, and the Chokhmah dresses in them without Chasadim.
Two,
Chokhmah is not received above Chazeh of Zirantin for his own needs, as he is corrected there in the pure air of upper Abba V'Ima, in Chasadim that are covered from Chokhmah. The Chokhmah that he does receive there is only for the lower world, Rachel, standing from his chazeh and below. This is why the light of chasadim does not stop in the upper world, even during the unification of the dot of Shuruk, for she does not need its illumination.
Because
there are two merits in the upper world. One, they can receive Chokhmah even without Chasadim. And two, it will not happen that they lack Chasadim. But in the lower world, Rachel, who stands from his chazeh and below, Zat of Zirampin, and who lacks those two, she, one, cannot receive Chokhmah without clothing of chasadim. And two, even during the unification of the dot of Shuruk, she remains empty of chasadim, because she needs his illumination. This is so because there is no wholeness whatsoever from Chazeh of Zirantin and below, unless in illumination of Chokhmah. For this reason, the coupling of Zirantin with the upper world is called one place, since all the degrees and all the organs gather there. All the degrees of Chokhmah, as well as the degrees of Chasadim, it is so because they do not become diminished in Chasadim due to the illumination of Shuruk, and they can receive Chokhmah without Chasadim as well. Also, all the organs means the Sefirot. Through the illumination of the Shuruk, the three Sefirot, Bina and Tum, are elevated from their fall. They return to their degree, and all the lights and vessels become one in Him, without any separation whatsoever. There is not a degree that unites there in the illumination of Shuruk, the illumination of Chokhmah, in complete unification except the degree, meaning in the unification of Zeranpin, with the degree of the upper world. Since the upper world can receive Chokhmah without the clothing of Chassadim, all the lights are covered in it in a hidden manner, in one craving, only for the light of Chassadim. From Chazeh and above, it is pure air, and the lights are covered there and blocked from Chokhmah in a blocked manner, as they are blocked from receiving Chokhmah. They receive Chokhmah only for the lower world, which is why the unification is complete on all sides. Thus far, in the words, "And let the dry land be seen," the revealed world, Rachel, united with the hidden world, Leah. Since the lower world, Rachel, was also included in the upper coupling, Zeranpin and Leah, from Chazeh and above, it is written about Rachel, who is included in them, and let the dry land be seen. For because Rachel is considered Zeranpin, fit for reception of Chokhmah without clothing of Chassadim, she becomes dry there, desolate, and empty of Chassadim and Chokhmah.
סעיף
69. The revealed world, Rachel, the Nukva of Zeranpin, from his Chazeh and below, is also unified below. This is so because the revealed world, Rachel, being included in the coupling of the upper world, Leah, who is from Chazeh of Zeranpin and above, she has such a coupling herself as well, from Chazeh of Zeranpin and below. The revealed world is the lower world, Rachel, the bottom Nukva of Zeranpin, who stands from his Chazeh and below. Vision was written about her, as it is written, "I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up."
Yoshev al kise ram,
and they saw the God of Israel. It is also written, "And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tent of meeting, and fear the glory of the Lord as the appearance of the bow." So was the appearance of the brightness round about. And now we'll watch a clip of Dr. Rav Lightman. I don't nullify or cancel my desire. I cancel my desire that it's egoistic, and then within it that I want to receive something. I don't nullify or cancel my brain, my reason, because above reason doesn't mean that I cancel my reason. To cancel it, that I nullify it means that it's lower. It's people that believe what they're told. No, for us it's above reason. As much as reason is higher, I go even higher above it than I bestow above reason. This is not in contradiction. I just work with a kli that's just higher. The kli of faith is higher than the kli of reason. Okay, let's continue.
Bet Ktuvim im Hashem et veGimel Ktuvim im Hashem.
He brings two verses with the name et. Three verses with the name Glory of the Lord. It is known that the bottom Nukva, Rachel, is called Et, or Glory of the Lord. Thus, only the lower world is the revealed world in which there is a vision. But the upper world, Lea, the upper Nukva of Zeranten,
Nukva, Ila'a de Zeranpin, Nikra,
is called the hidden world
ki ne'elemet,
because she is concealed and unseen.
V'chatuv,
it is written, and let the dry land be seen, referring to Rachel, the revealed world, which is included in the upper coupling from the Chazeh and above in the upper world. This is why vision is written in regard to her. And let the dry land be seen. If the verse spoke only of the coupling of Zeranpin and Leah above the Chazeh, called upper unification, it would not have been written be seen, since there is no seeing in the upper world.
Save Shivim.
Item 70. The verse as the appearance of the bow written about the Merkava of Ezekiel means that one who lives forever, Yesod of Zeranpin. In the portion Noah, it is written, I have set my bow in the cloud. There too, it means Yesod of Zeranpin, called the one who lives forever. In the cloud means in Malchut, the bottom Nukva of Zeranpin, the revealed world, Rachel. I have set in the cloud, for since the day when the world was created, he set his bow in the cloud on a cloudy day, as it is written, and it shall come to pass when I bring clouds over the earth, to indicate that only then did the bow appear as the image of the glory of the Lord, and not at another time. This is when the left awakens to overcome, when Zeranpin and Rachel are included in Yeshut, at the dot of Shuruk on the left, Chochmah without Chasadim, and Rachel remains empty even from Chochmah, and cannot tolerate the emptiness. Rachel comes out of Yeshut, into her own phase to extend the level of Chasadim on her own screen to close the Chokhmah. This is the unification of the dot of Hirik. She has difficulty delivering because it is considered that Rachel is having difficulty while delivering the Mochin, because her exit from the upper hall of Yeshut into her own phase is diminution and difficult for her. As it is written, and she had hard labor, since the Mochin are completed and born only upon her exit in the Hirik. A bow is seen only on a cloudy day, because there is wholeness of Mochin only at the dot of Olam, the right line. But she needs the unification of the dot of Shuruk and the dot of Hirik, which are judgments called the cloudy day.
Yom Ameunan. ובעת לידת המוחין,
upon the birth of the Mohin, the three angels are with her.
Michael, Michael
on the right, Raphael in the middle, and Gabriel on the left. She receives their strength to deliver the Mohin because Michael
extends
to her from the Olam, right. Gabriel extends to her from the Shuruk, left. And Raphael extends to her from the Hirik, the middle one. The three phases are the colors that are seen in the image of the bow. Red, white, and green. The right, which extends from the Olam, is the image of white in the bow. The left, which extends from the Shuruk, is the image of red in the bow. The middle, which extends from the Hirik, is the image of green in the bow. Those three colors are the revealed world, Rachel, in whom there is vision. And this is why it is written about her as the appearance of the bow vision. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. The illumination was covered and concealed in the pupil of the eye, in the vision of the eye, that is, there are four colors in the eye of the one who sees. It is primarily white with the red tendons inside of it, which are the red color. In its middle, there is the color green, and inside of it, the pupil of the eye, which is the black color. However, in the regard to the vision of the eye, there is dominion only to the pupil of the eye, which is the black in the eye. It is considered that the three colors, white, red, and green, in the eye are covered and concealed when the eye sees due to the dominion of the black in the pupil of the eye. It is so because the power of vision is only in the black. This indicates the upper unification, the opposite of the vision of the bow, which indicates the lower unification, for the image of the bow is the visible colors, and the image of the brightness is the illumination that was covered and concealed in the pupil of the eye, in the vision of the eye, since those three colors, white, red, and green, which are covered in the vision of the brightness, are seen in the image of the bow. The verse, this was the appearance of the image of the glory of the Lord, concerns the colors in the image of the bow, and not the image of the brightness, since he unified the lower unification of the three colors of the bow, according to the unification that he unified in the upper unification. This is why it is the appearance of the image of the glory of the Lord. The text should not be interpreted as the image of the brightness, for it is illumination that was covered, and the colors are hidden there, and they are invisible in the pupil of the eye, in the seeing of the eye. Accordingly, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain indicates the lower unification, Rachel, the three colors that are seen, white, red, and green, likewise The image of the brightness round about indicates the upper unification, because the image of the brightness means the illumination that was covered and the hidden unseen colors. The text compares the lower unification of the image of the bow to the upper unification of the image of the brightness, to indicate that all the lights that were drawn out, covered in the upper unification, are drawn to the lower unification in the revealed. Also, those same three colors that are hidden in the pupil of the eye, in the seeing of the eye, are themselves the ones that appear in the image of the bow that will be in the day of rain. Therefore, the image of the bow is an appearance of the image of the glory of the Lord, as they are extended from the great whole and superior unification. And now let's watch another clip of Rav. Upper force is associated with upper forces. It relates to Avraham. This is Avraham. This is Yitzhak. Isaac. And then it all comes down to the level of there's Yaakov, Jacob,
Moshe, Aaron,
Moshe,
Yosef,
Moses, and Aaron,
David,
Yosef, Joseph, and David. And this is the middle line. We're talking about how to clarify this quality of Ram within us. We should say that all this is my soul. And then I could say that this first scrutiny of the soul, the quality of Abraham, as much as the other forces haven't yet revealed themselves around this clarification, when they appear, then this quality of Avram related to them starts to protrude itself, and we start to see it, open it up, reveal it with Abimelech, all the different personalities in the Torah, like Sarah. All of them are needed to reveal this. Chesed, please. Bestow without boundaries, but the desire to receive the quality of bestow and the quality of mercy, but the light that affects us, the first phase, the first correction, he works on it in such a way that it starts to work like an absolute quality of bestowal in everything. And a worse quality with greater abuse, and then he can't only to work with Hesed, but must work with other qualities. We have ended for today, and we'll continue again later. Thank you, everyone.